This is Cross Currents. I'm Hainaut Baba. Musician Marco Polo Santiago was raised in L.A. in a big Mexican-American family with the sound of cumbia always in the background. He grew up to be a musician, but his tastes ran more to metal and hip-hop than anything Latin. A few years ago, he rediscovered the music of his childhood in a whole new way, getting deep into Colombian cumbia from the 50s and 60s. That's the style his band, La Misa Negra, channels on their debut album, Misa de Medianoche. Santiago shared some of his tracks in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
My name is Marco Polo Santiago. I play guitar and accordion. I grew up listening to cumbia. And, you know, my parents just listened to it. Everyone in my family listened to it. I was born in 77, so I'm a hip-hop kid for sure. And as I got older, I started kind of trying to find where all those samples were coming from that are, you know, used in hip-hop. And it's kind of a similar thing with cumbia. Like, I knew, okay, I grew up with this music that I never really listened to on my own, but it was just always in the background, and it was kind of inside of me. And as I got older, I was like, oh, I wonder where this came from. And so I started just, you know, trying to find, you know, where it started, and I was discovering bands and musicians, composers I hadn't heard of before. As I got older, I delved deeper on my own into, like, the Colombian stuff. And that's just the best form of cumbia that there is. So that style of cumbia really blew up in the mid-50s. A cumbia existed before that, but that's the golden era. That's, like, in my opinion, the best era of cumbia. People continue to do it since then. But right around that time is when they started incorporating it into, like, a big band format. Prior to that, it was just straight up hand percussion and, like, indigenous flutes. They're called gaita flutes. About, like, a good 10 years between the 50s and 60s is when, like, they started incorporating horn sections into it, which hadn't been done before. Bands were coming out and trying different things, like Lucho Bermudez, Pacho Galan, Andres Landero, Los Corraleros de Mahahual, Lito Barrientos. But those guys are making, like, some, like, really, really, like, magical stuff for the first time. You know, like any musical revolution, like when hip-hop or metal or rock, there's more good stuff than bad stuff, in my opinion, during its inception and its growth and stuff. There aren't really bands doing that, at least not in the U.S., that 50 style of cumbia. So I decided to start my own band and do it myself. And I just fell in love with it, and I just, you know, have been doing that for, like, you know, a long time now. I started the band, and it took me a few months to really get all the members together. I wanted a big band. I wanted a 10-piece band. I wanted horns. I wanted accordion, you know, singers, everything, right? Big percussion section. And I was having trouble finding an accordion player in the Bay Area that played this kind of music or that was interested in playing this kind of music. So I bought myself an accordion and I taught myself, and now I'm the accordion player in the band. I can master, like, a few songs and the stuff I write or whatever. Growing up, I played violin and trumpet and piano and, like, playing guitar when I was 18. I've always been into music and playing stuff, so stuff tends to come a little more easily to me. But I never, that's the last instrument I ever saw myself playing, you know. Even if you ask me, I'm 38 now, if you ask me when I was, you know, 33, would you like to play accordion? I'd be like, no way. I still keep the gangster on stage when I play accordion, so it's cool. So this song is called Around the Bay. It's about my wife and I moving to the Bay. We moved to the Bay 6 years ago from L.A. Had I stayed in L.A., I never would have started this band, like, guaranteed. You know, I was still doing hip-hop when I moved up here. But I kind of got sidetracked and started the cumbia thing, and I've been doing that ever since. The band is definitely kind of centered around the horn section. And this one has accordion, you know, instead of guitar. But it's all about the horns and the instrumentation. And we got hand percussion, the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, just called guacharaca. All that keeps it authentic to the type of instrumentation that was being used back then. So I really like this. This is my favorite song on the album, I think. So the name of the band came simply because I'm a metalhead and I listen to Black Sabbath. I love Black Sabbath. So that's just where it came from. La Mesa Negra, it's not a translation of Black Sabbath, but it's kind of conjures up that same, you know, imagery. It means Black Mass in English. La Cumbia Cura was inspired by this lady that came to one of our shows in San Jose. We played a festival, this was like 3 years ago. And after we were done playing, she comes up to us and she's in a wheelchair and she tells us she hadn't stood in like months. And that she danced the whole time with us. We played like a 1 hour set and she was dancing. And she was just like so happy and stuff. She was like my grandmother's age, you know. So she told me, I heard that story and I immediately thought La Cumbia Cura, which means cumbia cures. Music has, you know, the power to heal. Sometimes it's the only thing that'll get, you know, my grandmother up out of her seat. Because she's feeling sick, leave the pills on the table and just put on the cumbia. So that's roughly what it's saying in Spanish, but better. Better than I said it right now. All throughout the Caribbean and the Atlantic side of Latin America, when Africans were brought over, they came with the rhythms that were part of their, you know, history. So the ones that landed in Colombia, they had something that was really the root of cumbia, which is that ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And it's very basic, but that's the foundation. Without, you take that out and it's not cumbia, and you could put that with literally anything else and it's cumbia. There's a ton of other rhythms that aren't just cumbia. You're talking about puya, bullerengue, gaitas and stuff. Those are different rhythms that are within the cumbia family, but they're other, you know. But no one incorporates it into their music or into that big bang format like a lot of bands did during that 50s, 60s era. This is the title track. It's a variation on the gaita, which is a different type of rhythm, which can be slow, but some bands were playing it fast, you know? We're playing it probably faster than any cumbia band was doing it at the time. This is one of those genres I was telling you about that are kind of like obsolete, and this is a song written to kind of, you know, sound in that style, you know? We have a lot of these, you know, fast and, you know, dark and stuff. And that's basically what this is about, evoking that Afro-Colombian tradition of dance.